Duo is brought to you by the Duo Collective with ASMR Shanny, Justin Hamm, and Julian Titus of the NWP podcast, Nerds Without Pants, R2 Deepu, Deepu Gill, as on Hack Thought, ASMR Kitten, Caitlin, and the Jupiter Boys. Also, Dave's Friends with Bill Moore and Lunar Eclipse ASMR. Plus, see our latest benefactor, Lauren Francesca. I Want My Lauren. We'll be doing sketches with Lauren, and part of the profits of Lauren's page will go right to the people in this podcast. Go check out some great comedy featuring the voices and people you hear right here on Duo. And now, here's the episode. Okay, it is the year plus 75. We are now here with the Tingle Force. This is Control. Tingle Force, you will be landing at your base, the zoo, shortly. Just to debrief you, last time you were sent to retrieve some information. This is pretty big. Hopefully the info you've gotten about the library accidentally making placebos when it was supposed to make vaccines will save a lot of people. Control, you guys are landing and you see somebody on the front lawn waving to you vigorously as you get out of the Diamond Craft. Hello everyone. Keep your hi Tingle Force. You're big heroes. That's great. I need you to keep your voices down, okay? I'm a little bit upset about how loud your helicopter was when it landed, but I need you all to be quiet, okay? Does everyone understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and even now, the way you just said that, very, very loud, okay? Please, I know you're whisper. Yeah, I know you're sorry. Whisper much better than how you're whispering. Look, there was a big party here between your flight. When you took off, everyone was so excited. Oh, yay, the Tingle Force did it. Okay, the director Talope is very hungover. It was a ridiculous party. And he's drank, gotten drunk, come down. Now he's hungover. Okay, everyone? So, we're gonna go inside now to meet Director Talope, and you're gonna... Who is playing with their clothing? Who is fidgeting with their pockets? I can hear someone. That's too loud. Okay? No one... Everyone move quieter. Okay?
Understood. Okay.
Okay, please don't fly off the handle. That's fine. Okay, let's go in. Control, you enter into the zoo, which is a sort of wood, but very sophisticated wood base. Lots of polished, sort of bamboo-looking wood. And you head up to Director Talope's office. And pretty much for the rest of the session here, you're going to talk to Director Talope. So we'll get into that right now. For listeners, this is going to be a leveling up episode. So, hello Tingle Force, here's how today's gonna work. You guys are leveling up. It's gonna be twofold. You guys all have weapons, right? Everyone has a weapon. You have, remind the listeners which weapons everyone has.
I have a zip line.
Right, you have the zip your lip gum, a piece of gum.
Yes.
Allows you to shoot a zip line.
I believe I have the Spurfume.
That's correct, Spurfume, which is a knockout perfume incense machine. So, here's what everyone can do. You can level up, you'll be able to level up your weapons themselves in two directions as you go, either in power or in longevity. So let's take the Spurfume, for example. When you hit someone with this, they are out for D10 minutes. So if you wanted to use one of your directions, you could add go to a D12. So that's what we call a direction. The other direction would be that you add distance to it. So right now you have to be right in front of someone's face. Adding one direction to your distance of the spurfume would allow you to knock someone out from behind as well, and so on and so forth. If you were to add both your directions to the distance, you'd be able to knock someone out not only from in front and behind, but a slight distance away. You guys get the idea with each of your weapons. You get those two upgrades either way. The other fold of this is you guys are stealth agents, as it were. I want you to kind of make your path. So what we'll do here is, based on the zoo's budget, I will allow you guys to negotiate what you want to be as your ideal stealth warrior. And whatever that sounds like. Now, that should be the most ridiculous version of what you want to be. And we'll negotiate a sort of upgrade path that you can choose for today. And as we keep going, when you come back, you will always get one tier in your upgrade path towards your ultimate stealth warrior, and you'll get two directions for your weapons. So let's start with the boring one, which in ASMR I know can be boring, is usually the exciting part. So let's go through and decide. You guys can talk amongst yourselves, or talk to me, or ask questions of the director or of control. You know, what advantages you would have in upgrading in your different directions for your weapons.
Okay. I'm interested in upgrading the zip your lip gun because it is functional, but I think it could be more functional, and I think when it hits its full potential, it could be damaging beyond my imagination. So I'm not sure if I want to go with power or longevity yet.
So, if you wanted to increase the power, what it would be is, the zip your lip is interesting in this way. Because it's a D20 contest. And what we can do instead is, for power, you have a distance. Like, I will let you use it improvisingly as, hitting people in the face with it, if you want. If you use both directions, I'll allow you to keep the same stats. You have to roll a D20 contest to see how difficult it is, and then the distance is determined by a D20. But I'll let you add another feature, if you use both directions, that it will do D4 damage if you just use it like a sort of disgusting frog tongue thing that kind of hits people in the face.
Like Yoshi.
Like Yoshi, yes.
I do like that idea.
Okay. I'm adding Yoshi power.
Yes.
D4. And so when you come back on your next mission, you'll be able to upgrade that too. And
excellent.
I guess I'll open up to everybody else and say that let's just make this a rule. If you use both your directions, I'll let you add some attribute to your weapon. Luna, want to go next?
Should I make mine like more potent?
I like that idea.
Cool. So if you want, what I'll give you the option of is to add damage to it. So this is essentially the same upgrade. It's the same distance, you still have to be in front of them, but I'll let you do D4 damage as well as knocking them out. That sound good?
Yes.
Okay. D4, and we'll call this stank power. Now is the time for everyone to talk about their ultimate warrior. So the idea here is, usually in, and I know we'll do a lot of role-playing, and we'll do a lot of things like that, and this is in character. I'm talking to you as, you know, Director Talope, but in a lot of Dungeon Master and RPG stuff, there are what are called paragons or character trees, We don't really have that. So essentially, I want you guys to describe there is an idea, whatever the powers are, whatever they may be, there's an ideal stealth warrior you want to be. And what'll start happening from now on is you'll start getting sort of personalized upgrades to yourself. And these will allow you to be whatever you want to be. If you want to be like a wizard that pops in and does you know, smoke magic on people, that's what it'll be. But you'll get it in little bits. And each time you upgrade, I'll give you an offer for a different type of power or a different type of direction to get you ultimately towards something that seems like whatever you describe. Cool. Okay, Luna, anything in mind for your ideal warrior?
I was thinking an elf.
An elf? Oh, that's awesome. What element of elfishness?
A high elf?
High elf, so lots of magic, lots of like, I'll tell you what, one of my favorite elf powers is like really high speed, like that you can just be somewhere like really lithe and quickly and almost be there instantly. So what if we give you like, we'll call it like silver jumping, and I'll let you have a 10-foot silent jump that leaves like a silver trail behind you. And so you could...
Oh my god.
Do you like that?
Yes.
Let's add... Elf tree... Silver jump. 10 feet. Silent. Maneuver. Okay. And I'm so happy that we don't have a shared Google Doc, because you guys will see just how terribly I have spelled maneuver. Givers spell a word so wrong that you're like, there's no way I'm even close. I don't even want to tell someone.
And even spell check doesn't know what you're trying to type.
Spell check's lost. Spell check doesn't know. Well, to be fair, you haven't seen how I spell the word, so don't decide there's no judgment. Caitlin?
Yes?
Have you thought of your ideal warrior?
Yes, so I am thinking a cross between a witch and an alchemist.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, so let's give you, we'll call it, like, this is actually something that exists elsewhere in Duo. Mm-hmm. So we're going to give you what's called the bartender class.
Okay.
And the bartender is a magic user that uses potions. So what we'll do is when you enter an environment, I will let you craft a potion of your choosing, whatever it may be, but you'll have to roll for its power. So let's say you go into, and it has to be on theme. So let's say you go to a grocery store and you want the ability to make people slip. I will give you a potion which smells and simulates turkey grease.
Okay, that sounds really great.
Oh my god.
And those will be determined with D4s for the power of them.
D4s, okay.
Okay. So, Tingle Force, you were even too loud. I'll have to go now and separately deal with your other compatriot. It was too much. You know how when you're so hungover that sitting makes noises? That's what's so... Your final compatriot is out in the waiting room, and I'll deal with them now. So that's it, Tingle Force. Go and play with your new surgeries. Duo is brought to you by the Duo Collective, with ASMR Shani, Justin Hamm, and Julian Titus of the NWP podcast, Nerds Without Pants, R2 Deepu Gill, as on Hack Thought, ASMR Kitten, Caitlin, and the Jupiter Boys. Also, Dave's friends with Bill Moore and Lunar Eclipse ASMR. Plus, see our latest benefactor, Lauren Francesca. I Want My Lauren. We'll be doing sketches with Lauren, and part of the profits of Lauren's page will go right to the people in this podcast. Go check out some great comedy featuring the voices and people you hear right here on Duo. And now, here's the episode.